USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing serious charges of sexual harassment. Attorney General Lolita James announcing her findings of the five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment.
Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, many of whom were young women, by engaging in unwanted groping, kisses, hugging, and by making inappropriate comments.
James also saying,
the governor and his senior team took actions to retaliate against at least one former employee for coming forward with her story, her truth.
Cuomo responding to the harassment claims by saying he never touched anyone inappropriately and calling the report against him bias. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A new study says alcohol consumption was found to be the cause of more than 700,000 new cancer cases worldwide. That figure represents about 4% of all new cancer cases for 2020 and about 3/4 of new cases seen in male patients. The findings were revealed in the Lancet Medical Journal. Alcohol consumption has previously been associated with cancers in the digestive tract, liver, rectum, and breasts. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill feeling the heat as the eviction moratorium ended over the weekend.
The federal eviction moratorium expired over the weekend, but if and when people could be evicted varies greatly depending on the laws where they live. If you live in a community that has no COVID-19 protection still in place, it could be a matter of days or weeks. Tenants who are behind on the rent for many months or more should be concerned, because courts that resume eviction proceedings this week may act on those cases first. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More and more workplaces are forcing their employees to be vaccinated.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounder says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials say there are casualties following a shooting at a nearby D.C. Metro bus platform. Pentagon Force Protection Chief Woodrow Krause shares an update with what happened.
This morning at about 10:37 a.m., a Pentagon police officer was attacked on the Metro bus platform. Gunfire was exchanged, and there were several casualties.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.